who says they will come to church because there's a singing going on. Singing? So he wants some more of those papers. All right, Brother John Samuels? Okay, so you make sure that he brings some to the Yearlies so they can come and hear the singing. They don't believe in preaching. I went yesterday. Well, let me admit that, Mrs. Michelle. I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, I went to have a, oil change in the car yesterday. And I went to my Wednesday, and they told me to come back on yesterday at 3:10, 3:15, something of that nature. So left them up to the house and went over there to get the oil change in the car. Obviously, when you get there, you can find us in the computer. You know? Can get an oil change. Now, it only takes about 15 minutes to change the oil, less. Even less if you have a bay open, or you just pop the corkscrew in the oil pan and let it drain while you go do something else, right, Brother Clark? Especially if you're not lying down on the floor, we have to crawl on the bottom. You got the thing up in the stir. All you do is put them on the rack and pop, and you're not going to watch it because it'll drain until it's empty. The screw's out, plug is out, that is, they call it a plug, oil plug, and then all you do is take the wrench, you know, while it's up in the air, put around the OD of the oil filter, twist it a little bit. It should come through pretty easy. But today, everything is very complicated. So he told me he couldn't come back until next week because my name was not in the computer. 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, look, my car don't need no oil change that bad until they have to get me up my bed 7 o'clock in the morning to be there, so I needed to leave a little early. So I said, okay. So he says, Bob, you come back. He gave me a card. 10 o'clock, he says, and my name's on here, so that'll give you great access. I says, okay. So I walked out in the front of the showroom, and he says, how are you doing? Okay. I just don't understand why it's so difficult to get an oil change when you purchase a car from here. I said, so-and-so is the case, and such is the situation. And they said, don't worry about it. Go in the back. He says, it'll be changed immediately. I didn't say anything to anybody. I just walked up. Now, they can change the oil, but when I spoke to somebody who had power, you know, without getting upset and perturbed and angry, they found that we had to do this. Tune up the transmission and everything else. What do you want from me? When I came out, the fellow said, you're a preacher, huh? I think, why do you think I'm the preacher? He said, but I tell you also, you're a preacher, but you work hard with your hands. He said, I look at your hands, and I can tell that not only were they a preacher, but you work hard with your hands. And I said, okay. I took my phone home. Okay. I'm glad that the Lord still intervenes when folks try to use the authority that that's granted to them. But in the book of Zechariah, tonight we are going to try to let you go home early because Bryce wants to sleep. Bryce, do you have to go to school no more? You got a job? You looking for a job? What kind of job you want? One with all the work picked out of it? A hard job? Soft job? All pay, no work. Got to express yourself. Sister Michelle, what's looking like that? So don't you have an opening? You're talking about a job for Bryce. You will get it? Whatever the job is, Bryce didn't say. He didn't give me any information. He just want a job. Huh? How's that? Who? No job for the post office? Well, do you think Job got a job? Job had a job? Yeah. Who took it since he left? Still opening? You got to go find out, because Bryce needs some help. He wants a job. Most people don't want no job. And he's young. So he means that he'll have a long time to work. Right, Bryce? You got to be able to talk. Tell the people you want a job. You don't mind working. The more money, the best. You know, when folks get down and see that you're serious about the stuff and you know what you want, they may just have a job. I don't see them giving, you know. All right. If you will be a marketing engineer, you can definitely tell. These brothers will take you around and introduce you to a couple of people, and the Lord will intervene. And how old are you now, Bryce? What? You ain't got no job for you. You got to take, go to the people that could give you some credibility. Tell them that you know you're only 14 and you're supposed to be 16 in your job. Huh? But so is the sister Hannah Mama. Are you still the Notary Public? You gave it up? Well, you got to find a Notary Public that tell you that maybe you're 16 but you don't know it. Sorry, Bryce. I'm just telling you how the system works. Okay. Then we have some job and where is it Hussein's from? Iraq. After you rack your brain, you may go up there and pick up some bones. They're looking for his bones. You mind working in Iraq? Bryce? Huh? You don't want to work in Bryce? I thought you wanted a job. Not in Iraq. Okay, we'll pray over it. See if the Lord can help you. You know, the Lord's still in the working things out for you. You know? But most people, when they get a job, they don't want it. Strange about people. When they don't have a job, they go looking for one. When they got a job, they tell their boss, take the job and you rock it. See? Kind of confusing. Any comments, Dixon, about a 14-year-old that want a job? There was no kind of an internship that you get a 14-year-old. Not can you help, but I thought you had power. Did you hear that, Bryce? You listening, you talking. The man is giving you some follow-up and leads. You got to copy it down. You better see him. He's going to give you. And what kind of development opportunities that there that they've been taken away? Capital. Regional. Workforce. Got it, Bryce? So that's a hint to the wise sufficient. Now, how long do you want to work during the day? Doesn't matter? Well, you're looking for people like that. Because it matters with more people. Janine, you got a job? Good God, some glory. Amber, you looking for a job too? If you hire one, you got to hire three. Resistance will cost you. You've been taking off about 6 months, or you'll have to do it. Did you ask them to go over and help push people around? No hint? Sister, no Carson. You talk a lot. How come you're not saying anything? You're thinking? Okay, get off your foot. Think real hard, quick, so it can work. Well, everybody's in high school now. How when will you be 15? Next week? No problem, next week. Oh. Got your Bible open, Bryce? Huh? Let's get a job. Ninth chapter. Book of Zechariah. Read a little bit for you. To y'all to help touch on a few things this morning. So now we'll elaborate a little on something that you're probably very familiar with. I kind of depress you. Brother Dick Jackson, who's your Baba? Huh? Your cousin Maurice, I thought he was the chief of police. His name is Maurice, right? You're not sure? Because I was looking at that shine that you got on top. Oh, that's what it is? It's not because he's your cousin and putting a little shoe wax on the stuff. No. Okay. You keep shining like that, you only have to pay electricity. You go in the house, you have a yosh. I can talk about you because I get more light with mine, you know. So. Okay. Ninth chapter. Starting at verse number 9. Read on this wise, if you will. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and he's riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, and the foal of an ass. I want you to turn with us to the book of Mark, 11th chapter. Sister Wilcox is still thinking, Bryce. No? Don't give up on her. Okay. 11th chapter, verse number 7 in the book of Mark reads on this wise. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him. And he sat upon him. And then he spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches of the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David. That cometh in the name of the Lord. He said, Hosanna in the highest. Praise the Lord. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about and upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. 21st chapter of the book of Matthew. Starting around Elder Hooker, Elder Hill took the first part, so I'll start around 15th verse of the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful thing that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. Why is the preacher getting mad when the children are praising God? Praise the Lord. And they said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And he said unto them, Yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of David, and sucking thou hast perfected praise. And he left and went out to the city in Bethany and lodged there. And if you would care, we can go to another verse in the book of Acts, 22nd chapter. So I let Sister Fran go home early before the night. Brother Christie took off to go in the woods. So, Acts. Obviously. 22nd chapter of the book of Acts. This one is spelled A-C-T as opposed to A-X-I-A-X-E. What's the matter, Sister Gordon? We get them wrong, so we have to spell them out. You see? All right, you keep saying, oh, they call them all the same thing. Somebody's thinking that you're talking about chopping off something. Never mind, so you got to get it clear. 22nd chapter, and maybe you start around verse number 14 if you don't mind. 22 and 14 says, And he said, The God of our Father has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one shall hear the voice of God of his mouth. And thou shalt be his witnesses unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. 16, and now they Now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins and calling on the name of the Lord. You got to have it before you can praise him. That's my thought tonight. You got to have it before you can praise him. There are a lot of folks around faking and claiming that they have something that they don't have. And you mimic something that you don't have, it doesn't last long. We've read unto you that the Bible says, and given us indications as relevant to the scripture tonight, that if you don't cry out, the children, the babes, praise the Lord, are going to praise him. And I believe tonight, young people, that if you get with us for a little while, we all can go home early. Young people, you need to just wake up a little bit. Maybe Jonathan will be able to shout. Maybe Jonathan would open his mouth. Jonathan will realize that God has been a blessing to him down through his life. And if you want more blessing from God, you got to praise him. And if you want God to be real in your life, you got to thank him. Don't look at him, Stephen. You can get into his vault right now. You see, it's not an old Holy Ghost, and it's not a children Holy Ghost. It's the power of God. Praise the Lord. And we ought to train up our children so they can learn how to praise God, because God is good to them. Before you were able to come out of the womb, God took care of you. And now that you're out of the womb, you have a right to praise him. And I don't know about you, but I feel hallelujah when I praise my God. I feel better. When I begin to magnify my God, I begin to feel even better. And those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, you ought to try it for a while. And you find as the people were following Jesus, they say, Hosanna. And if you cry out Hosanna tonight, Bryce, I feel that you'll be able to stand on your feet and give your God a hand clap and a shout. Because God says he deserved the praise. Everybody that have some questions about the scripture and its reality, you know, feel you ought to praise God and magnify the Lord tonight. And trust God for a little while so you can get your blessing that God has promised. You ought to be able to cry out, Hosanna. Might not be a familiar term in your lingo, but because the word say Hosanna, hallelujah, you'll find that the blessings of God is greater than the unbelief in your heart tonight. Because God is a mighty good God. Praise the Lord. I find that people who praise God, hallelujah, and allow the Lord to come into their life, begin to feel the effectual, fervent power. Hallelujah. And if we can just get loose from ourselves for a little while and stop thinking that we are something that we are not, and begin to magnify the Lord with me, I feel after a while you feel the help coming on. If you begin to praise God like the word say and say, Hosanna, holy, hallelujah, you begin to feel his anointing coming on. And after a while, if you keep on praising him, you'll hear the word says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, and praise him in the firmament of his power. If you keep on praising him, you'll find that he says, praise him in his mighty acts, because God's been mighty good to us. He kept us all day, hallelujah. He haven't dealt with us in justice, but he dealt with us in a little bit of mercy. When we didn't deserve it, he still blessed us anyway. And if you feel like I feel tonight, you ought to feel like running. If you feel like I feel now, you ought to feel like leaping. You ought to feel that coming out of your jacket. God know. Hallelujah. You've been really good. I feel him. Hallelujah. All down in your abdomen. Into your stomach. The presence of God would kind of come out. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, taste and see. That God good. Hallelujah. Praise him, somebody. If he ain't working down your belly, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're holding out, you won't get what you can have tonight. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. It's a great thing to know God for yourself. The Bible says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. I wish I had somebody to blow a trumpet tonight. I think you'd be able to understand. If God wants to be praised in a trumpet, if somebody got a trumpet, I want you to blow it. Come on, somebody. Well, hallelujah. Nobody got a trumpet? Tell the hooker, go find a trumpet. Go find a trumpet. Hallelujah. We're going to have church, even if you don't want to have church. We're going to obey that word. Come on, somebody, there is a trumpet in the back room somewhere. Don't you know, hallelujah. John, I need a trumpet. Because God said you ought to praise him in your trumpet. If you got a trumpet, somebody, come on, somebody. You ought to be able to hear the trumpet sound. You ought to be able to rejoice in the God of your salvation. You ought to be able to magnify the Lord with me. You ought to feel God moving in your soul. You ought to feel God leaping in your heart. What are you doing? What's the matter with you? God says that I'll praise him in my trumpet. And when you feel like praising him, you ought to be able to clap your hands together. You ought to be able to stomp your feet. You ought to give him a shout. Come on, somebody. God is worthy of the praise. I feel like praising him. And you ought to feel like you want to praise him. Come on, let's get it together. Let's magnify the Lord. God deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery in the heart. Praise him with the timbrel. And then you got to dance sometime. The Bible says you ought to praise him in the dance. Somebody ought to feel like dancing. Somebody ought to feel like shouting. Somebody ought to feel like leaping. Hallelujah. And if you want to get to hallelujah in the presence of God, you got to let go. You got to let go. You got to let God come into your heart, because you have a right to praise him in a dance. You have a right to praise him with a string instrument. We got our guitarist who's playing with a string instrument. Hallelujah. The Bible said, come on, somebody. I want you to praise him on the organ. Come on, church. Praise him on the organ. Somebody, come on, come on, come on, come on. The Bible tells us to do it. We ought to be on our way. God want to talk to somebody tonight. God want to give you something that you haven't gotten in a long time. Come on, Jonathan. Yes, sir. You can clap your hands. But the Bible said we ought to praise him. And the instruments and the organ. We ought to praise him with the loud sounding cymbal. Come on, Deacon Randolph. I know. Clap that drum one time. Hallelujah. At all. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I want you to hit the, get the Bible says, the loud sounding cymbal. We need somebody here. We need somebody here to obey her in the light. Everybody stop for a while. We're going to hear the loud sounding cymbal. We're going to hear the drum. Come on, because the Bible says we ought to praise him with a loud sounding cymbal in case you can't hear too well. Come on, Brother Tomato. Open up. Let go. Give God the praise. Magnify the Lord. We need to get ready. We need to let go. We need to rejoice in the God of our salvation. The Bible says, and if you can't play the harp, if you can't play the organ, if you can't play the timbrel, if you can't play the trumpet, if you can't play the psaltery, and you can't play the harp, he said, let everything, everybody have a right to praise God. Let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say it like you mean it. Say it till you feel it. Praise the Lord. Give him a hand wave. Give him a hand wave. Give him a hand wave. Praise him like you mean it. Praise him till you feel it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank God for his blessings. Thank God for his saving power. Thank God for his keeping power. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his blood. Come on, somebody. You ought to praise him. You have a right to praise him. God give you breath so you can praise him, and you ought to praise him in your breath. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. All right, Deacon. All right, all right.
it. You can magnify. You can rejoice in the God of your salvation. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. But when God comes in and your soul begins to rejoice, if you feel bad, God will heal you. If you feel discouraged, God will encourage you. Come on. If you stop doubting, God will deliver you. Why? Because he is a God of all who magnify. The Bible says, make him large. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us rejoice and praise his name together. Hallelujah. 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 I wonder if you can say it. Say hallelujah. I wonder, can the next person say hallelujah like you say hallelujah? And let everybody, come on, Sister Billy, let everybody say hallelujah together. Come on, church. Let's say hallelujah. 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 Say it like you mean it. Say it till you feel it. Rejoice with me. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah! It's the highest praise! It's the greatest praise! Hallelujah! My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I thank him for his blessing. I thank him for his tender mercy. I thank him for the plan of salvation. I thank him for his name. Hallelujah. For the salvation, no other name. Hallelujah. But the name of Jesus. So when I want to find somebody, hallelujah, that's able to give me some results, I call on my Jesus. Come on. And when I call on my Jesus, with all that's within me, the Shekinah glory, the anointing, the power, and the presence of God come down like a mighty burning fire, light up my soul, turns me on, gets me happy. I feel like stomping. I feel like leaping. I feel like shouting. It's all right. All right, all right. All right, all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to give praises to God. It's an excellent thing to magnify the Lord. It's a grandiose thing to call God and extol him in your blessing. Hallelujah. I just feel, because he's been so good, that I owe him one. I owe him one, Sister Ann. I owe him one. I've been holding out for a long time. I feel like I want to run now. I feel like I want to get looser. I feel like I want some joy. Hallelujah. Why? Because I've been holding out. I've been holding out too long. You owe God one tonight. Come on, John. You owe him one tonight because you was holding out. You, when you should have been praising, you were sitting down. Come on, somebody. When you should have been rejoicing, you were looking at somebody else. So tonight you owe him one. Woo! You ought to praise him. But you mean it. You ought to praise him. Till you feel it. You ought to praise him. Because it's the right thing to do. Come along. You want deliverance tonight? You want deliverance tonight? You want deliverance tonight? You want deliverance right now? Come on, somebody. You, my help is coming on. Hallelujah. I'm the 12th chapter of the book of Psalms. It says, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. You want help? You got to say it. You got to ask for him. If you help him, he's a present help. A right now God, a present help in the time of trouble. So when your trouble gets more than you can bear, until your knees begin to buckle under the weight of care, you got to think on Jesus. Call on him and say, help, Lord. And he'll come right early. He'll express himself. Come on, somebody. If you know what I'm talking about, if you ever felt God in your life in the past, this is a good night. It's the right time to get some joy. It's the right time to feel His anointing. It's the right time to receive the Holy Ghost. It's the right time in the name of Jesus. Nothing too hard. In the name of Jesus. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak Him. Speak to Him. Come on, somebody. Let's pray. Come on. Breathe them. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The only name whereby salvation has been found. Tonight, right now, is the night. Is the moment. You want for it. God got it. You can have it. Receive Him. Believe Him. In the name of Jesus. Call on Him. He that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness. The Bible said, you shall, no maybe, you shall. You gotta have it. The Bible said, be filled with the Holy Ghost and power by the blood, by the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't doubt, but praise Him. Be thankful. Rejoice in Him. In the name of Jesus. Bless Him, Lord. In His feet. In His body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. If you want it, God's got it. You can have it. You gotta shout it out. Come on, somebody. I said, if you want it, you gotta shout it out. Shout it out. Say hallelujah. Shout it out. Say hallelujah. 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 Open your mouth. Open your heart. Believe in your mind. Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out! Shout it out! Shout it! 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 Shout it out! Shout it out! Shout it out! Shout it out! Keep shouting it out. Come on and praise Him. Come on. Come on. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. With joy. Joy. With joy shall ye draw out of the wells of salvation. Open your mouth and praise Him. Praise Him! Praise Him!